God, we usher in your presence. Lord, we need you. We need
you. Yes, we need you. Is there a greater gain than what the Pharisees had already obtained? Well, let's listen to the words of another Pharisee who had been amongst their ranks, and he had left the ranks of the Pharisees because he concluded he had found greater. And of course, I am speaking of the Apostle Paul. Let's start in Philippians chapter 3, and we'll start at verse 1. And he starts it out by saying, "Finally, my brothers," he had been giving some words of encouragement and admonition to the saints, especially to specifically to the Philippian church. Of course, these letters that would be written to one church would often be sent to some of the other churches so that they could benefit from what was written in them as well. But this was directed specifically to the Philippians. And Paul said, "Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. It is no trouble for me to write the same things to you again, and it is a safeguard for you. Watch out for those dogs, those men who do evil, those mutilators of the flesh. For it is we who are the circumcision, we who worship by the Spirit of God, who glory in Christ Jesus and who put no confidence in the flesh, though I myself have reasons for such confidence. If anyone else thinks he has reasons to put confidence in the flesh, I have more." Now, here, the Apostle Paul was dealing with an ongoing problem. He and the other apostles of Christ were constantly being challenged, sometimes by Jews who rejected Jesus as Christ, sometimes by people who claimed to be followers of Christ and yet said that what Paul and the other apostles, like Peter and those others who had actually, Peter and the others who had been with Christ, because Paul had not been. He did have a direct visitation when Jesus confronted him, but he had not followed Jesus. Peter and the other apostles had followed Jesus. They were eyewitnesses to his works, his murder, his death, his resurrection, and his ascension. And yet, there were others who were constantly challenging the message that they preached and their authority, constantly trying to turn other Christians against them. And Paul, the Apostle Paul, was no exception. People were constantly trying to discredit him. And of course, in the process of trying to discredit Paul and the other apostles, these dogs, as Paul called them, would also be working hard at elevating themselves, trying to make it seem like they were so much better than Paul and the other apostles, more qualified to do what they were doing, more spiritual, more this, more that, trying to give the impression that they were the ones the people needed to be following, and not the Apostle Paul, not the Apostle Peter and the others. Make sure that you're really following us, because we're the ones who are really showing you the way. That's what their position was. And so the Apostle Paul was responding to that. And he said, "If anyone else thinks he has reasons to put confidence in the flesh, the actual body, physical body, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day." It was a law that the males, especially the firstborn males amongst the Jews, had to be circumcised in their penis on the eighth day. He was saying, "Okay, I had that done. My parents had me circumcised on the eighth day. Of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews. In regard to the law, a Pharisee. He had been a Pharisee. As for zeal, persecuting the church. As for legalistic righteousness, faultless. So he's letting them know, hey, look, I know I had it going on. From the perspective I once had, I had it going on. If anybody could take a look at what was happening according to the flesh and say that's what qualifies someone to be a teacher of the gospel, I qualify. But listen to what he says then. But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish that I may gain Christ and be found in him. So notice, for this man who had been a Pharisee, a Hebrew of Hebrews, faultless regarding legalistic righteousness. This man had it going on. And so he was one of the people looked up to by the people because of his status in society. He says he considered all that rubbish so that he got to the point where he no longer valued all that because he decided he needed to turn his back on all that in order to gain Christ. As I said before, not everyone has to give up their wealth in order to be born again, in order to walk closely with Christ. But Paul determined he needed to do that in order to gain Christ. I consider them rubbish that I may gain Christ. He had a lot, but he considered Christ the greatest gain, more than all else that he had. I consider them rubbish that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law. Remember, legalistically, he was righteous, faultless as far as legalistic righteousness goes, but he had not connected with the true righteousness that comes only by being found in Christ, connected with Christ, having submitted to Christ to let him be Lord, Savior, Master. I decided to be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ. The righteousness that comes from God is by faith. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead. Paul decided to give away all so that he could gain that which was greatest, Christ and a relationship, an intimate relationship with him. Now, when we come back, we're going to stay in the book of Philippians. I want to share with you another true life story where someone had it all, gave it up for the greater.